I've also found, and it was true today, and I'm very impressed with Darren. He's a great guy, but whoever goes first, I found it's harder if you go first. It's just, I'm not sure exactly what the dynamics are, but I'm not actually sure, and I'm certain if you got up and did it again, you'd do a lot better job just seeing everybody do it. And I'm not saying you did a bad job. You did okay, but you could do a lot better, I'm sure. But so in terms of the order of who's going to talk, you're better off if you don't go first. I've always found that you're better off if there can be a break, and you start after the break. I like that personally because, you know, now I can get up and I'm on a podium. And I, you know, most of the time, this is not a big deal. Now, I'm giving you techniques, I hope, that are helpful, and you could see them. You know, what's your fax number is not the same thing as would it be all right if I asked you for your fax? And so you get a sense of you asking questions, how to present the questions. So in most of the stuff we do, we don't need all this preparation. But in those ones that can be very freaky, in those ones, if you're after the break, everybody goes on a break, and now you come up and you get yourself set up, and it's much easier to say, can I get everybody's attention? We're going to get started now. And it's just easier to get going that way than it is to, okay, and here's the next speaker. Like what we just did is the most difficult kind of thing to do. So I hope some of those things may be helpful to you, and that if you can employ some of those, you know, you'll be better at it. And every chance you get up in front of an audience, you ought to do it. But think about the audience, what are their expectations are, and then how can you do a better job? Okay, that brings us to, actually we're ahead of, we're in good shape. Actually we're about 20 minutes ahead of where we should be right now. So
that with us starting a half hour early?
Well, we did start a half hour earlier.
So we're
10 minutes behind. That's
half hour.
You just broke my bubble, man. All right. Okay, well, let's keep going. We're on a good pace here now. Are there any comments or anybody want to say anything about the public speaking thing or any of that sort of deal? Okay, so now we're going to get into managing your time. And this is an area where I have some unique material, and I hope you find this to be useful. If you have a system that works better, that's fine. But let me tell you this, and please, if you don't listen to anything else for the rest of the day, you can never really be successful in selling without some form of a schedule. You have to plan your time. And I have a system that I've used. And when I went up to Canada, I told people we're going to use this system. It was not, would you like to? This was a condition of employment. When I left, I had one of the guys up there was in tears. And he was hugging me, telling me, he fought me tooth and nail with how he had to be flexible, how this and that wasn't going to work and all this kind of stuff. But eventually, he adopted the system and was actually in tears hugging me when I left Canada. Now, the fact that we had consumed about 2 cases of Molson Ice, you know, that might have had an effect on that.
Is it because you were out?
Yeah, could be. Yeah. I don't know.
The beer was gone.
Yeah. Anyhow, remember that girl with the $16 million worth of sales? The thing that she told me was she was always trying to do things, at least 2 things at one time, or do them half as often. So just look at what you do. Some of the things that I've done in my life that have helped me, I used to run, but if you think about running, it takes a lot of time to run, and you can't really do, particularly if you run outdoors, you can't do anything while you're running. And so, and then I used to fall when I ran outside, so then I started running at a gym, and then I was going to the gym. Now it takes like 20 minutes to get over there, change your clothes, do this and that, an awful lot of time. So I thought, well, geez, I got to fix that. So I used to say to myself, well, I can't work out in the morning because I don't really sweat. And I used to be a tournament tennis player, and I played in the morning. I always got killed because I wasn't even sweating, and I generally perspire pretty well. So I had to change my mind to the Wheel of Fortune and say, yeah, I can work out in the morning. So now I work out in the morning, and I read at the same time, and I've changed my exercise routine around so that I have devices that facilitate reading newspapers because I enjoy reading newspapers while I work out. So that's one of the things I've done. Now, another thing I've done is I don't have any hair. I used to go to the barber, right? And I had, like, you know, a little hair here and a little hair over there. I used to go to the barber, and I would drive over there 20 minutes to the barber. I'd wait 10 minutes. I'd get a haircut for 15 minutes. I'd drive back. You know, I'd be an hour, like every couple, 3 weeks or whatever. And after a while, I just thought to myself, you know, this is too much time. And now I'm hearing they're charging like $4 for a haircut or something like that, right?
$4.
I'm just busted here, right?
Weed eater.
Right. So anyhow, I bought a thing and I started, just doing this kind of thing. And then one day, I knocked there's a little plastic thing, that gives you a little length to it, and I knocked the plastic thing off, and I went like this, and it just took it down to nothing. Well, there's nothing you could do at that point other than make it all that size. So that's how I got to where I am today. But the other thing is that another change I made is I bought a Norelco, and in fact, they got these new Norelcos now. They got three blades in one that make a huge difference. I've got two of them. I've got one, with me that in the bathroom when I get up in the morning I can do it. I got another one down on my desk and so on. I actually got a third one in the car. It's an older one, but no matter where I am, I can shave. So I do not spend 5 minutes a day with a thing cutting myself and oh my God, I got to blot this and that. And the Norelco shaver doesn't do as good a job as a blade would do, but it doesn't take the time. And when you think about shaving 5 minutes a day, and you multiply that times 10 years of days, that's an awful lot of time doing that. How could you do it more effectively? And that's what that gal was telling me. So I started looking at what can I do to try to get a better use of my time.